currently 13% higher than the same period last year. Last week, four Brisbane hospitals paused Category 2 and 3 elective surgeries for 48 hours to free up emergency beds in response to a spike in flu and COVID cases. Queensland Health continues to warn that the peak is yet to be reached, urging anyone yet to receive a vaccination to consider doing so.
And the Redlands City Council descended into chaos during a lengthy meeting in which a complaint by Mayor Joss Mitchell commandeered the 9-hour general meeting. The drama centred around Mayor Mitchell's complaint that six councillors could not be impartial while determining the outcome of the misconduct complaint made against her for her social media comments. The complaint against Mayor Mitchell originates from an article that she shared that included allegedly misleading claims about a new councillor portfolio system. The post was made while she was overseas. Mayor Mitchell's motion failed, and finally, after 5 hours, a follow-up motion from Councillor Tolte passed, as well as the central complaint passing. Mayor Mitchell even said, "This has taken an extraordinary amount of effort and energy. I am embarrassed about how much time this has been consumed."
In national news, the Reserve Bank has stated that the rapid growth in international student numbers post-pandemic has not been a major contributor to higher rents and inflation. The RBA's quarterly bulletin found the increase in international students post-pandemic likely contributed to only some of the upward pressure on inflation from 2022 to early 2023. The RBA also stated that the two areas that international students do make an impact is toward housing demand and labour market, as they are the second largest group of temporary visa holders with work rights in Australia. Australia has the second highest share of international students globally, trailing only behind Luxembourg. According to ABS data, education exports are now Australia's fourth largest export category, with between 2023 to 2024, the industry brought in around $50 billion to the economy.
A rare joint council between Northern Territory's four Aboriginal land councils saw unified rage over the government's new public safety and prison laws, which they claim ignored and undermined the rights of Aboriginal people. Following the Northern Territory's government coming into power last August, a range of new laws focusing on hardening bail and cracking down on youth offenders have been implemented, resulting in the jurisdiction's incarceration rate rising by around 30%. These increased rates have seen the majority of incarcerated being First Nations peoples, some as young as 11 years old. Despite the Land Council's leaders being strongly adverse to the Northern Territory's new policies, claiming that youth offenders would be better off back on their lands surrounded by and supported by their families, leaders claim that the state governments are purposefully ignoring their council, ultimately obstructing their basic human rights.
In international news, a morning clash at a disputed part of the Cambodian-Thailand border quickly turned violent on Thursday, with Thailand forces ordering a F-16 fighter jet to bomb targets in Cambodia, following the deaths of at least 11 civilians from the initial clash. Both nations are blaming each other for the eruption of violence following over a century of dispute over the Southeast Asian country's frontier. This conflict has been building to a boiling point since the killing of a Cambodian soldier in late May. Following the outburst, travellers have been advised to rethink plans to the region.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be sunny with some morning frost in the west and light winds. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 and a minimum of 8. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.6, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.